Hey everybody, how y'all doing? It's your boy Zay from Facts Radio Station.
And I'm B.
And today we'll be talking to you guys about Melissa Wright, things that's going on in her case. We're finding out some new information to us. And probably we'll have some viewers come in and, you know, leave comments and let us know what they think. But until then, stay tuned with us. And we'll return right after these breaks.
Okay, hey, this is Facts Radio. I have a lot of people concerned about Melissa Wright, like why her case not being updated to the public. Why the media not talking about Melissa? Why the mother's not being arrested? Why is no neglect charges being brought to her? Then I also had people stating, like, well, one person stated why, how, and how was felony Khalil Tatum able to have easy access to Melissa Tanae Rudd? Well, he was working in as a janitor at the shelter. And not only that, the mother stated, if you look at the interviews and stuff that they had with the news media, the mother stated that one of her family members knew Tatum as a friend outside the shelter. So that answered your question right there.
And there's basically a lot going on with this case, but the main thing we want to know is, where is Melissa? What happened to her?
I'm responding to this question.
And it's like, we know that the last spots where Melissa was actually seen were at that hotel in Oxon Hill, Maryland. She was with Khalil Tatum, team going in. There's no video of her coming out. But at least to our knowledge, which is what we do know. But we're sure there is a video of her coming out if there's a video of her going in.
Now, but the police is not trying to let that video out to the public right now because it's still an ongoing investigation. And they don't want to jeopardize the case. But I do feel what everybody's saying, like, they need to update her case and let the public know what's going on with her case.
Especially due to the way that, you know, they're asking for our help. So we cannot help on a case that we do not know of what actions are being taken or what's going on. At least give us some update. So that's basically what we're doing with you guys today. We're giving you updates on some of our movements and other people movements that we hear going on. We trying to keep y'all more involved with the case as possible. As much information we give, we release this out to y'all.
And I'm like, y'all, I want this little girl found safe or whatever, but I know that this little girl is not alive. And we all want justice for Melissa. And like I said, Khalil cannot speak no more. Andrea Tatum cannot speak no more. So the main person they should be targeting right now is the mother, the stepfather, Antonio Willer, Melissa Young, Ashley Young. They need to re-question all them over, and especially the mother. The mother looks so suspicious, like she had some involvement dealing with Khalil Tatum. Like she know what happened to her daughter, and she knew the DC laws. That's how she knows she's getting away with this crime. Now, I feel for y'all because y'all saying it could have been my child, it could have been your child, your niece, your nephews, any child, any children. and we would have been in jail. We would have been in jail. You had one mother on the Steve Wilkos show, and she said she was giving her 6-month-old son a bath. The water came out too hot and scalded her son's leg, but she took the baby to the hospital, and the baby was taken from her for a year. But the CPS cases, the workers stated that they would lock her up for 60 years of her life for a baby getting scalded. So this is why I'm not understanding with the DC law that this mother, Shamika Young, didn't report her daughter missing because she didn't want to lose her other 3 kids. And not only that, she reported her missing 18 days later. And then not only that, it took for the school to report the child missing, not the mother. So if it wasn't for the school reporting her missing, and remind y'all, Shamika Young on news media stated that she handed her daughter over to Khalil. So if it wasn't for the school reporting her missing, we wouldn't knew anything about Volition. We wouldn't know Volition. None of that. So if it wasn't for the school, Volition wouldn't even been missing. It would have been not even thought of. So I do feel like the police need to bring the mother back in and re-question her all over again.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like all of them do deserve to be re-questioned, because what have they really answered for us? No one still has yet to find Belisha. No one has come forward in probably some decades now with new information. We're still chasing past tense leads. That's, yes, is kind of evolving to a case that we can solve, but it makes it harder. You know, all it takes really is for one person to be brave, one person to show the courage, one person to speak up. That's all it takes. And that's what we're doing. We're asking for the help of others, people that's been around, people that know them, things like that. How was their reactions around y'all? What vibes did they give y'all? How did these kids react to them from y'all perspective, from y'all eyes, from y'all end look? What do y'all know? That's what we need people to step up. Tell us, let us know.
And another thing. Now, my show today is supposed to be about Ricky Lau Sr., Ricky Lau Jr. It still is about them, because I'm about to talk about them. Now, Ricky Lau Sr., I looked his record up, and this is something the police, DC police, should have did. At this time, this man was on probation and everything. Now, this man was questioning and all, but they let him go. This man has numerous charges, child abuse, firearm, assault, second degree, third degree, robbery, felonies, rape, things like that. But at the end of the day, when they let him go, they said they couldn't hold him accountable of nothing. So they let him go. Now, where is Ricky Lau 6.5 years later? Where is Ricky Lau Jr. 6.5 years later? It seemed like to me they vanished when Khalil Tatum and the wife vanished and Relisha vanished. Because the family, they know these people. I done looked through these people's Facebook pages. They cahoots with these people. So that's why I said they need to re-question all of them over again. And Melissa Young, Antonio Willer, they feel as though they did a lie detector test. They failed it. They passed it, they passed it. But y'all know, and I know, anybody could beat a lie detector test. Take drugs, all that stuff to get past it.
And it's not even just the drugs, you know. Once you learn how to manipulate the system, simply, guys, it's been put out there already. So can't say, oh, I'm giving away a secret.
But this family right here, they do drugs.
All you have to know how to do is slow your heart rate down. Once you know how to slow your heart rate down and remain calm in a situation, no matter what's the situation nor the questions that's being asked, you are 9 times out of 10 likely to pass that lie detector test. It's when basically taking impulses.
When you take in, well, everybody done seen how Melissa Young look. When you take in drugs and things like that, you get through the lie detector test.
They are
criminals. Criminals know what they doing. Point blank simple. I don't feel sympathy for none of them. Because at the end of the day, somebody in that family know where this little girl at.
Or at least what happened.
Somebody know. I don't feel no more remorse for them. I don't feel no type of way for them. They say stop pointing fingers and this and that. Who else to blame? Khalil Tatum's dead. Ricky Lyles, where the hell he at? We don't know. Andrea Tatum's dead. Ricky Lyles Jr., where the hell he at? We don't know. So I honestly believe, like Khalil's nephew said, his uncle was a good person. His niece said the same thing. He wouldn't have took his own life. They feel like his life was stolen. He was set up with that little girl. The aunt or whoever that was I was speaking to on my last podcast last year stated they never even met Relisha, this little girl. So I honestly feel like this family knew what they was doing. They knew how to cahoot and point fingers and take lives. If you look at the Steve Wilco show as well, it's nothing but parts. You see all the guilt. You see how they failing. You see how they mumbling under each other breath, giving each other codes, what to say, everything. So yes, I feel like Steve Wilkos need to call them back in for a lie detector test. And the police need to bring them all back in for being re-questioned again. But we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Hey, welcome back. This is Facts Radio Station. This is Zay. I was intrigued by everything you were saying, B. So, yeah, let's get back into that.
Right, right. Now, I have on my show the same, like, people want to know what's going on with Delicia's situation with our case. Now, Mr. Avery, how do you feel about Relisha's case?
I feel as though there need to be some justice said, because it's wrong that the little girl had to suffer like that and everybody just like it's a game, you know?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, nothing's happening to nobody. None of that. Nobody locked up. You feel me? Why this little girl passed away in torture. You feel me? Like, man, I hope and pray. I've been said this, though. I hope and pray that somebody, you know, I hope she alive, you know. I hope that. And I hope that somebody go down for what they did, because no child should deserve that. Right. You feel me? And That's all I'm really speaking on, you know. But yeah.
How do you feel about Shamika Young and her family?
I feel as though like they covering up something, and they know more than, you know, more than what a lot of people think. They know what happened and what's going on. You know, they trying to like act like they're like they didn't do have nothing to do with that. But it's gonna come to the light though. Feel me? God to make sure it comes to the light.
That's beautiful. That's one of the wonderful best answers you can get, and it's out of a situation like this. God do see all wrong, no matter what. That's not a blindfold that you can hide. What you do in the dark will come to light.
Now,
with that being said, think about it, guys. There's so many ways this could have went. And then to really think nobody knew nothing. So this was that perfect kidnap thing where nobody knew nothing, right? That's impossible. Put the stories together. Once y'all start putting the stories together, you will have your answers. And that's what we're doing. Let's involve this case. Let's push the envelope. Let justice be served for Melissa Rowe. 8-year-old girl who went missing, Washington, D.C. If that was your child, what would you do? Would you go for people like us? That's the question. Answer that next time. When we come back, I want to hear some of y'all questions. I want to know how some of y'all feel. Leave voice messages, voice notes. Hit us up. Talk to us. We want to know how y'all feel about these cases, about this situation that's going on. Let's get involved.
Yes, because Melissa deserves, even if she's not alive, she deserves a proper burial. But she's alive. This child's gonna be she's traumatized. She's a lot. But I know she's not alive because the detectives took it to a homicide case. And they did it early, within 3 years. Melissa went missing in 2014. 2016, they said the child is deceased. And most likely Khalil murdered her. He was seen buying rope, trash bag, shovel, lime. So he was seen buying all these things. And if Khalil killed his wife, if he killed his wife and he put all this stuff, shovel, lime, and all this stuff, don't you think he would have got rid of her body, put her body in a bag, all this stuff? But they found the wife. You see what I'm saying? They found her.
Some of y'all say, okay, that's a hiccup in the case. But how he get away with Alicia? Think about it. The cops was on him. If he killed his, that means Melissa set free, then that's what it would mean, right? But then why hasn't she popped up in anybody's radar? Who's working with this man? Let's find out who's working with this man.
I honestly believe Ricky Lyles.
Gotta think about it. Guys, we cannot stop with him. He knew someone that way. He had accomplices. Think about it.
All of them know each other.
How did this, first off, how, shelter system. How did y'all even allow someone with his reputation to even work there with y'all? I know there's a no discrimination, no equal opportunity, but in that type of environment, that would qualify right there. If he had the record that y'all say he had.
I look Khalil Tatum bracket up. If y'all look at Khalil Tatum bracket, only thing on that bracket is murder his wife and the kidnapping of Relisha. Now, the other rocket, Carl Tatum, y'all could go on court cases, type up Carl, and it's with a K, Tatum. He has a lot of felonies. And that's what I don't understand. Like, was this the same Khalil, or was this people taking each other's charges?
He did a name change. That's what he did. He did a name. He changed his name. But probably didn't update the government. Or they didn't update the government. Normally when you do a name change, they're supposed to put your name in the paper or some things like that. Or have you put it out in the press that you changed your name or certain cases and things like that.
Okay, you know what I mean? Okay, so you're saying by him going to change names, that's why I didn't.
He probably didn't register them until they got his name. He got arrested under call. They searched that up. That's probably how they did that.
But I'm just saying.
Ran his fingerprints and things.
Y'all run that back from 2014. This man bought duct tape, rope, all this stuff. So who was the duct tape and rope and stuff for? It wasn't for the wife.
He didn't get to use none of them so far, to our knowledge.
It wasn't for the wife. The wife was found in the hotel, face down, dead.
It wasn't for himself.
It wasn't for himself. And that's another thing. Khalil Taylor was found in a park, in a shade, wrapped up in a big sheet and a sleeping bag.
Could his plot and his formulation twist had flopped on him? Could his accomplice go against him? What happened? Was he actually about to just give her back and take on the consequences? And someone didn't go along with it? What happened? Something went wrong. And I don't think it was just the fact that Shamika went public with it.
That's why I say, y'all, it's a lot to this case.
And you can't even say Shamika went public with it, that they went public with it. Because it wasn't until, I believe, she was forced that she went public.
And that's another thing. No one should have to force you to go public about your child. If I'm going to the news media and things like that, I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to do this lie detector test to clear my name. I want to show the world I didn't have nothing to do with my daughter being missing. But this woman not doing any of that. Any of it.
Her reason is when she got the word that her daughter was missing, she believed that, she really believed in her heart that she wasn't missing. She was with her sister or her mother. At this point, she was just really blaming her mother because she knew that's where she had last taken her, and that's what she would pass on. If she was forced to actually take the Murphy test, they would have said, "Did you drop your daughter off at your mother's house?" She would have said yes, and she would have passed that. Because that's probably what she's really did, which we do know she did because Melissa verified that when she was talking to her. And then she was taken to Ashley Dallas. And it's just so much. But there's ways they passed this. They would have all passed this test if she would have took it. But there's a question that would have relied, that would have had to been asked, and she would have failed that test, which is why I feel like she failed to even have taken the test, period. And in situations like that, I feel like, you know, it's wrong, it's messed up, especially when it's involving a child. That child is brought in the world for you to love and care for, and then it's a child of your own. And then what have this child really done so gruesome, so tainted that deserves this? I couldn't fathom with me even about to have a child. I couldn't fathom doing that to any one of my kids. Anyone. I've been told as a kid, and it's hurting me many a times, you know. I wish you was dead, and I'd kill you, and I'd do it. I've been hurt at all, but I'm thankful at the same time because I'm still breathing to this day, so they granted me the life. But this life was given to me by God. And then, yeah, you're the mother. Who are you to give my life away? Who are you to do what you did with my life? Did I ask you? We'll be back with more on Militia and how we feel after these breaks.
Be back. Now, I also wanted to talk about Zay is what makes the family really guilty is that how they make threats to people to stop people from talking about Militia.
The threats. Now, those threats, those are ever revolving. Like, to come find out, I used to think we were the only ones going through the situation. Come to find out, it's numerous of advocates stating that the people that we're trying to help are even lashing out on us, threatening us, telling us to stop. Don't do this, don't do that.
And remind you guys, this is coming from Relisha's family and their so-called friends.
And supposedly family, other families that really do love and care more than that family. It's so crazy.
And that's what makes the case look guilty. That's what makes them look guilty. Like, y'all want people, I would want somebody to broadcast my daughter, to speak on my niece, to speak on my grandchild.
Cousin, aunt, whatever her, y'all want to label her. Whatever y'all want to label her, exactly. Whatever y'all want, I will speak on that. I will allow it. Fully go to it. At the end of the day, what my intent of knowing them, which I will have to say, at first, yeah, I thought it niggas was cool, you feel me? But now, being that I'm on the outside, I'm with someone else, I'm starting to see that this family is really cold-blooded. It's not cold-blooded to the fact where you can't be with it, but it's cold-blooded that they would really try to destroy you to so many points, and you walk. And like I said, I'm speaking from experience. I've dealt with this, and soon as I met B, you know what I mean? It's like it was tables turned on me. But before then, prior to that, why I said before I met B, the tables turned on me because they was beefing with me. They put me in a beef, I didn't understand it. And then they knew she would get me to see a different side or a different way. I would look at a picture differently than what they was putting in my head. So they turned on me. She stopped my stimulus check. She was running around with that. I managed to get that due to sneaking around. Then I had, before that, I had what? So many threats. I'm gay, I'm this, I'm that. They gonna shoot me, they gonna kill me, they gonna do this, they gonna do that. Everything that was told to me, now, normal person would report it and do this, do that. I haven't did any of that because of the simple fact that I know that you're gonna face these adversaries. You're gonna go through this. Why? Because of, look at what you're speaking about. Look at what you're putting out. The content we're putting out there is not content that's easy for people to shake off and dust off their shoulders. You want to know why this content is not easy for people to do that? Because this content is real. It's actually happened to an 8-year-old girl that y'all was supposed to protect in so many ways. Those of y'all that stated y'all was around her, this and that, y'all was this and that to her, y'all was all that goodness to her. But not one single one of you guys was able to save or protect her. In no way, shape, or form. It's just bad. It's just bad.
It is, and it's ridiculous that they are doing these things, and it's just. Hurt me to my soul that this poor black shuffle, y'all, the family just need to be brought in for justice. And the family is the key to Malicious Keith. That's one thing I'm going to say. I'm going to speak on with Keith Davis, that he states the family is the key to this little girl case being solved and justice being brought to Volusia, because somebody knows where Volusia reside at now, or somebody knows what happened to her, and they're afraid to speak up. And I see it in Shamika Young face, which is Volusia's mother. I see it in her face, and she's not speaking up, because I've been around these people as well. And the vibe being around them is not good. It's not. And I felt very uncomfortable in their home and everything. And I'd be ready to go. It's just that the baby ain't asked to be. She didn't choose Shamika to be her mother. She didn't choose Antonio to be her stepfather. She didn't choose Melissa Young to be her grandmother. She didn't choose none of this. And that's what gets me, is that they want you to really sit back and be quiet. But like I said, y'all, I'm going to continue to talk my stuff about Volusia. I'm not listening to that family. I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing for these past couple years. I'm going to keep rolling like I roll. I'm going to keep being me until justice is brought for Volusia. And I don't care what nobody say. But I do believe what everyone's saying out there on Facebook, everything, like the mother, she's the key to Volusia's case. She's guilty about something. She's not talking about it. She's moving on with her daughter being gone. She's moving on with her children, being her other three young children, being in foster care, all that stuff. So I'm fighting right along with the public. I'm going to get justice for Volusia. I'm going to get justice for her. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. But if anybody have any other questions about Volusia, y'all can hit me up in my inbox. Y'all can leave a message. Y'all can phone me. Y'all can fax radio station message. Leave a voicemail on my podcast or something. And I will talk about it Friday. I do relationship shows Friday and Monday. And I'm also thinking about doing another little girl's case on Vanessa. I forgot her name. She went missing when she was 1 year old.
Vanessa Morales?
Yeah, the baby girl. And another case I got to work on is Malaya Davis. So, all through the summer, I'm going to be working, doing searches and everything. But relationship search case is going to be private due to the threats and stuff from the family. So that right there, y'all will not hear me mention malicious searches or nothing. So, but I will keep y'all posted on how I'm going to do malicious searches and let the public know about malicious searches. So that's something I will have to talk to the detectives about, with malicious searches.
Actually, we will not be letting nobody know as far as when we're doing searches.
For right now, I'm not going to let no one know about malicious searches until I speak to the detectives. The only way you will know about malicious searches is through the detectives,
yes,
and things like that. Because like I said, we done been threatened and everything due to Antonio Willer, his people, Shamika Young, her people, everything.
And it won't be the cops y'all select or cops of your selection. It'll be of ours. And we will also have private security there as well.
So when the detective let me know it's okay to broadcast it or whatever, then I will do it. Broadcast our search. Until then, no one will know about Felicia Rudd's search case unless something's found and we're away from the area or wherever.
And just like we say, yo, if there's anybody that knows somebody that's missing and feel like their case needs some exposure, hit us up. We willing to talk on it. Spread the light. That's all we saying. We love the facts. Give us the facts, and we'll supply our best diligence as advocates to get y'all the justice y'all deserve and bring justice to that person missing and or exploited. It don't have to be a child. That'll be an adult. It can be anybody. Transgender, anything, anybody. We're willing to take the case. We're speaking for the voices that don't have a voice. Or, well, they do have a voice, but most people can't hear their voice. Best thing about Facts Radio Station, we have someone who can hear the voice. But that's just another fact. Welcome to Facts Radio Station. This is where we sign off. Sorry if you missed it. Sorry if not, but you can play us back. We love y'all.
I'm B.
And I'm Zay. Tune in next time.